Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of their health and fitness through our weekly podcast, where we talk about fitness, nutrition, mindset, and business. I am your co-host, Amanda Quinn, and I am the co-founder of Fit Chicks Academy, a certified personal trainer, yoga instructor, business coach, and a mom. In each episode, you will hear from us either together, sometimes solo, as well as from top female experts in the fitness, nutrition, wellness, and business space. Now let's dive into this week's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. This is episode number 181, and this episode is all about from struggling trainer to becoming a visionary in the health industry. It is an interview with the amazing Anna Renderer. I'd also love for you to help spread the love, and one way you can do that is by leaving us a review on iTunes. These reviews really help us boost our podcast in the rankings and spread our message to more women out there. So please head over to iTunes after the show, and as a thank you, if we pick your review to read live on air, we will send you a free gift. Now, without further ado, let's get on to episode number 181.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's episode, I am speaking to the amazing Anna Renderer. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
How are you today?
Feeling great. Thanks for having me on, Amanda.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me. So guys, you know that on every Thursday, we always release our business podcast and we like to feature amazing female entrepreneurs. So today with Anna, we're going to be pulling back the curtains and diving a little deeper into her story and her business, because you've got like so many platforms and so many different aspects of business that you have your hand in and that you have been a part of. And so I'm really excited for you to share all this information. So why don't we start off, Anna, with you just telling us a story about how you even started your business, like what that even looked like from the beginning to sort of where you're at now.
Yeah. I'm so happy to share my story because I've made so many mistakes along the way. And I feel like, you know, most people fear failure. But, right. You know, when you listen to somebody who's successful and somebody that's been on that journey, and I look up to a lot of successful entrepreneurs where I'm aspiring to be at where they're at, mm-hmm. You know that from their story, they have failed along the way. So it just makes you feel better about yourself, because if you make mistakes, it's okay. It means you're learning, right? Growing, and you're getting better.
Exactly. I think mistakes are just, it's all perspective. It's like, yeah, you can look at it as a failure or you can see it as like a lesson that you learn. And for me personally, whenever I have a mistake or a failure in our business, we always like to kind of like, I give myself like a minute to just kind of process it, to feel bad about it, you know? Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, what can I take from it? And what action steps can I take to move forward?
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's funny because I always say mistakes are okay. Just learn from them, right? And don't make them twice. Yeah. And I made a lot of mistakes twice early in my career. And so that was a really tough lesson and a very expensive lesson, because mm-hmm. as a personal trainer working at a studio, I was always focused on how can I scale my expertise as a trainer? Because mm-hmm. you don't make that much money as a trainer, and you're working every hour of the day to make that money.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
In my mindset was just like, it was so frustrated by that, you know, because mm-hmm. I always knew that I wanted to be a successful woman. I wanted to have a lifestyle that gave me the things that I wanted, because I grew up very poor. And I grew up thinking, I got to take care of myself. Never had that mentality of like, oh, I'm going to have a husband that's going to help me or whatnot. Right. I was like, I got to be the breadwinner here, and I don't want to rely on anyone for anything. Mm-hmm. So my focus was, how can I scale? How can I get out of the hour-to-hour compensation? And the only thing back then in 2005, 2006 was, oh, you got to create product, because if you create a product, then people will buy it. And that's residual income, right? That's how I'm going to make my millions. So I thought, okay, I'm going to make a DVD. And so my first DVD was like bridal fitness DVD, you know, and it was targeting women getting ready for their wedding. And I thought, this was the greatest idea. There's so many brides that are going to want this forever. Started a company called Bridal Bodies, and all of that started. Mm-hmm. But I had no marketing experience. I never really thought about getting that return on my investment. It was like $10,000 to produce and create this DVD. I had those bridal fitness DVDs in my garage until after I got married in 2015. And my husband was like, "You are throwing those away. Get them out of here." Because I never sold them all, right? I had 1,000 of them to even get them produced by one of those, like, you know, distribution companies.
Right.
And it was just a fail, right?
And it really
failed big because I didn't know how to market. I didn't have an audience. I wasn't really sure how to get it out there in the social media world yet because social media wasn't as...
It was just starting then. Yeah,
it was really getting on off its feet. I don't even think there was Instagram yet. And so, you know, I realized that, okay, bridal fitness, it's not like I really want to work with brides forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I could just tell you, that is the biggest thing, was that I didn't do any planning. I didn't have any business experience. I was a fitness trainer. And most fitness trainers out there today are thinking the same thing. Like, I'm not a business person. I'm a fitness person.
Right.
And when you're trying to build a business and a product and things like that and sell, you don't really know what you're doing if you never went to school for it, you never studied it, you don't have any mentors. So I made that mistake twice. I did it in kids fitness the second time. And after that, because that was a $24,000 investment, after that fail and realizing I don't want to work with kids and do this long term, it just sounded good at the time.
Yeah.
I realized I really have to figure out what else I can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I met my mentor, my first business mentor, it was my husband.
Okay.
And he was talking about all the different ways you can earn revenue as a fitness professional outside of just trading dollars for hours. And that was just like, who are you? And I want to be your best friend. Tell me what to do. I've been trying to do this forever. And now you're telling me there's reason, like in a way to do it. And that's when I really started to invest in a mentor. That's when I really took business serious. I started learning about marketing. I started taking all of that information and saying, now I'm going to make smart, more informed decisions because I got no more money. I was broke.
Like, I spent it all on these bridal DVDs.
Yeah, bridal DVDs, kids DVDs. And I'm like, that's not smart business decision making because I wasn't evaluating up front, okay, where's this going to go? When am I going to make my money back? How am I going to make the money back? Yeah. If I can give anyone out there in the industry advice is to whatever decision you're going to make, make sure you're looking at the ROI. Make sure you know the process of sales and marketing that you need to do to make it work. Otherwise, just expect to lose money. That's what I
No, you know what's funny, Anna, is that your idea of like the bridal bodies in today, if you were to take that today, I guarantee that you could sell it so easily. Like it would be if with the understanding that you have of like marketing and sales and everything else, it's just, that's what it really boiled down to, I think, would be just that you had the fitness idea and it was niche and it was unique and it was different, but you didn't have the business to support it. And, you know, I talk to a lot of our business students about this and our academy students. And I say to them, like, you have to understand the business side. And there's so, like you said, so many health fitness pros out there that are like, but I'm just a fitness, I'm a trainer. And, but you have to change your mindset. You have to take on the mindset of I'm a trainer and I'm a CEO of my life and I'm a CEO of my business. And I have to take both of them as seriously. If you want to get away from training in a gym and doing those split shifts and, you know, hustling to get clients and working, trading dollars for hours and all that kind of mentality, you have to start taking both seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And luckily we live in a time, I believe we live in the best time that has ever been available to someone to really build their own business, build their own platform and not just in-house, but online. You know, going online now is easier than ever. Mm-hmm. And you just have to make sure that you educate yourself. I didn't know how to go online, but I got a mentor who taught me the steps to do it. And that's really what helped me get started and really start going online and start realizing that, oh, I can help these 10 people in the online space on top of the 10 clients I have in the studio. right?
Right.
And that was just that little step that I took to start migrating my expertise and expanding my influence and my impact and helping more people, because that's where, you know, that's where the opportunity is right now when you want to scale your business and scale your income.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I mean, because when you want to scale, it's like you can either work with the amount of people you can physically, like, especially as a trainer, you burn out. If you're trying to work like 10 hours a day of training people every day, all day, 7 days a week, you are going to burn out eventually. And there's only so many people in your community that can afford personal training, that can actually, like, you know, commit long-term, all these kinds of things. But if you look on a, from a scaling standpoint online, you're working with people around the world. So it opens up from your community of, you know, thousands of people in your area to now billions of people around the world that would be interested in your services. So
100%. You can't do it as a mom, you know, now being a mom, I'm like, good thing I started 10 years ago. You know, I mean, if I didn't start 10 years ago, I'd never be where I am today.
Yeah.
Having, you know, my baby at home and being able to work my business and be with Luca. I'm like, this is something that more moms need to think about, or more to be moms. If you ever think you might build a family and want to be that role, you can decide now, I got to start moving in the direction that allows me the freedom to be there.
Of course. Well, that's the thing, you know, and I speak to our students about this a lot as well, which I say to them, like, it's great to develop your business goals, but you also need to look at your personal goals and make sure that the two mesh. Make sure that whatever your personal goal is, if you are wanting to be a mom, or if you are like me, you and I are the same in the sense that we're entrepreneurs, we work from home, and we're both moms. And it was really important for me to be able to have my life set up in a way that I could do that. So we actually got rid of all of our in-person programming and run this complete online business now in order for me to have the ability and the freedom to be able to work from anywhere in the world. And to be able to work from home and to be able to still be home for nap time and still be home to make dinner and do all those things that I do as a mom and then also as of an entrepreneur. And that was really key for me, but it was to understand what was important personally, what was important professionally, and then how do I marry those two together to make it so that it's seamless.
I love it. Yeah.
So it's a lot to think about, but it's a really important thing to think about, I think. And it's a really important thing to strategize about. Now, do you have any in-person anymore? Or are you completely online now?
I am completely online. Yeah.
Awesome.
I retired from, I had a few private clients in Los Angeles before moving and buying our home in Temecula. Mm-hmm. So now it's just all online, and I do a lot of, you know, a lot of coaching calls on Zoom. And I get to have the FaceTime and the expressions and the gestures. And I think this is now as real as it gets, is sitting down and having coffee with a friend.
Yeah.
But I find that it's very powerful to coach people live on camera, just as much as if I was live standing right next to them. But the only live training and coaching that I do is now in my high performance retreats. And I do those once a year. And those are very, very special. They're limited to 6 to 8 people. But I find that people that are really serious about deep diving and getting that personal touch, and I love working with people in that way, that's the time that I get with people live. And it's very, very special. I love it.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's funny. We actually, the only in-person stuff we still have is our retreats as well.
Yeah.
With Fit Chicks. We run weekend health retreats that we just run 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And it's this time that we love just as much as the people do, because it's kind of like, this is our place to get away from our computers and kind of just interact and have those moments and share those experiences with people. So we do it, but we only do that now as well, because it was just something we didn't want to let go of because we love it.
And it's like that high-end offer as well. Like, you know, when people are building their brands, building their businesses, they're going to realize that even when you're online and you're building online courses and programs, that to have a high-end offer, high-ticket offer, that it needs to be a little something more. You know, you got to add lots more to that, a lot more elements to it. So having the live events and the live retreats and those things are something that you'll eventually even want to include in your product suite, because it's something that is going to add a lot of value to you as a coach and you as a, you know, as a mentor.
Definitely. Now, what would you say, and this might be a hard question because I know you said you had a lot of failures in the past, but what would you say has been one of your biggest challenges in running your own business?
Biggest challenge is, you know, productivity. You know, because when you're running your own business and you're your own boss and you don't have anybody asking you to clock in and clock out, then managing your calendar and being able to manage your projects so that you're not taking on too much, but you're every day working on the needle movers, you're not just doing busy work. You know, email can get, I could check email for 5 hours a day. I could.
Right, I know.
But you choose not to do that as a business owner because you know that you're not getting anything else that's really important done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being a high performance coach, I talk to people a lot about productivity and how to manage your calendar and to manage your projects and the things that are really going to move the needle in your business and in your life, because that's the most challenging thing for most people, even if they have a 9-to-5 job. Productivity is tough for them because they're like, I've got all these things I need to do and I've got this stuff at home I need to do and I've had this project to clean my closet for like 10 years and I've not done it. So like they don't know how to actually schedule in what they want to get done in their life. And I have the same problems. So, you know, I manage my calendar and my productivity like, you know, with a lot of priority because I do it first thing in the morning so that I know what I got to get done that day. And if I get it done, I know that I made progress. Whether I got everything done or not, I know that the most important things got done and I can rest my head at the end of the day and say, okay, good job. You did well.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Alex Sheffrin, who is, he's a business coach as well. And he had this interesting statement. He was talking about productivity and talking about to-do lists and how as entrepreneurs, we have these crazy to-do lists where it'll be like, I'm not going to quote him exactly, but it was something similar, like, or it would say, you know, like, you know, buy a building, start a program, pick up groceries. Like he's like, they're crazy because they're so polar. Like everything is like all over the map. And that's just because that's how our brains work. He's like, but he had this idea of like for productivity standpoint to throw away the to-do list and just basically develop this plan of attack for like the day. He has like a whole set strategy around it. But it's really just like, can you choose one thing that you know that you have to get done that's going to make you feel accomplished? And that's, you know, I like looking, I have a list of all the things that should get done for each project.
Yeah.
But rather than looking at that, because I find when you look at that, you just do the things that are easy so you can mark them off because it makes you feel good. Yeah. Instead of doing that, I literally choose like the one thing that I'm like, I can't finish work today until this is done. And that's sort of how I, from a productivity standpoint, allows me to make sure that I'm being productive every single day because I'm like, okay, I'm getting one big project done as opposed to like, just answering emails, like you said, which
absolutely. And you're doing what's most important because so many people go to the easy, but that's not the needle mover. That's not what's going to get you closer to finishing your project. And I find that, you know, if you're a mom too, you're working from home and you're building your business, or maybe you're doing a side business as you're working your full-time job, because that's what I had to do for years. Yeah. It's kind of like, well, what the heck should I do for the hour or two that I have in the morning and the evening for my business that I'm building on the side? Mm-hmm. And that's when you've got to get really serious about what those needle movers are, what you have to build, and you've got to just attack those, you know, before anything else.
Has that shifted for you since becoming a mom? Like in terms of like what you focus on now, has that, have you dropped some things at all from your business or from your to-dos?
It's interesting because I find that now that I have less time to be at my computer, more time on my mobile, because I'll be, you know, feeding or I'll be, you know, whatever. I find that now I spend a little bit more time on my social platforms because I have my mobile on me and I'm able to be mobile and walking and taking care of Luca. And I'm reading more because that's where I'm like, before I wasn't reading as much because I'd be at my computer checking things, building things. Now it's more so I'm not creating more. I'm now just marketing and socializing more. And it's a switch that I wasn't even expecting, but thank God I had a lot built in place already, ready to go. And I was just always, I'm always in this build mentality, but I realized you don't have to build anything more, Anna. You've got enough there for people to chomp on. Now you need to work on marketing and you need to work on getting out there and setting the vision, doing all that. And I'm able to do that now because it's so easy on the mobile platforms. And so I find that that's really good.
Interesting. I found for me, I was doing a lot of reading and stuff like that too, because I'd be doing like the midnight feeds or the 3 a.m. or the 5 a.m. or the consistent every 2 hour you're awake. And so I was just reading. I was reading a lot as well, but just I found, for social media, I was always like pulled away from it for some reason. But that's an interesting thing for my second.
I would spend less. I didn't realize how little time I spent on social media before I had Luca.
Right.
And I realized that once I started diving into my social media more, instead of just like, you know, posting because I like to post my content, but I was posting because I was now posting about my life. And I realized a lot of people like to know about my life. They don't just like to know about my content. And so it kind of changed for me, in the last several months, just being more social and less business oriented on my social platforms. I realized it helped me a lot to transition that a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think on social, like even from a business standpoint, for anyone listening, it's really important to have a mix between the two, because people do want to know you. They want to know who they're listening to. They want to know who they're seeing. They don't just want like a company logo with like company statements or selling stuff, because that's just an ad. They want to know who you are for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about maybe one of your biggest mistakes with the bridal DVDs. Now, what would you say is, if you had to think back to your business or even thinking today, what would be one of your biggest accomplishments in business? I say in business because I'm sure Luca is your
you're sweet. Accomplishment personally. Yeah. I would say in business, my biggest accomplishment, my first big accomplishment to build a successful network marketing business, because that was the first online kind of training I started to do. Mm-hmm. But the biggest one thus far is building my High Performance Mamas program, because I got certified in high performance through Brendon Burchard about 4 or 5 years ago. And that was really tapping into a person's ability to reach their greatest potential, not just in fitness. Energy is only one element of high performance coaching, and energy is very, very vital to everything else we do. But thus far, up until that point, when I was introduced to high performance, I was really focused on the energy. I was focused on the nutrition and the fitness, and yes, the mindset, but at a lower level than what I do as a high performance coach now.
Right.
That now that I'm a certified high performance coach, and I'm really intertwining my expertise as a fitness professional, creating that kind of a membership and program for other women, especially moms. Like, I target moms. It's like high performance mamas is the club. Because I've more than ever about the importance of creating a world of high performance mothers. No matter if you're building a business or you're just caring for your family or you're working full time, it doesn't matter what kind of mama you are. If you're a high performer and you're able to live with great energy and courage and influence and productivity and clarity, if you can do those things at a high level, this world is going to change.
Yeah.
I believe that to the core of my being, that if more women, more mothers are raising their kids when they're stress-free and they're energized and they're confident, that their kids are going to grow up feeling better. They're going to grow up with less stress and anxiety. They're going to be able to perform as little human beings. I'm like hashtagging high performance baby all over the place. Because I'm like, if you're a high performance mama, you're going to have high performance babies and children, because your energy matters. Your stress matters.
Yeah.
Your ability to create a successful life and relationship with your spouse matters. And so it's not just about fitness anymore for me. It's about creating a high performance woman that's able to go out there and then change the lives of her family and her world. It's gonna really resonate, I think, in a bigger way than just, hey, here's a workout calendar. Get after it.
Yeah. Oh, Anna, I have goosebumps. That's amazing. And that's so true. Because I do agree with you 100%. I think that women, we hold so much in this world in terms of like our families, in terms of our, whether we're stay-at-home parents or we are business women as well, or entrepreneurs or whatever, we have so many hats that we have to wear. And if we can manage that in an effective way and be able to share energy in a more effective way, I think that it will only feed everybody else's soul in that same
100%. And being a woman, I mean, mostly women are listening to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
And you fit chicks. I mean, I'm sure they're subscribing all over the place.
There are some men, they do email us and they tell us they enjoy it still.
I love that. But it's funny because we're such different human beings, men and women, that, you know, I look at my husband and how he's adjusting to the baby. And if I wasn't in a high performance mindset and I wasn't able to manage my emotions and my stress and my productivity and my ability to communicate, things would be crazy here. I mean, because it's important. We really give off an amazing amount of influence to our families and our kids and our spouse, that if it's crazy and it's all over the place and it's stressful and we're mad at ourselves and we put ourselves down and we're not taking care of ourselves and all this, it's really going to be a detriment to the whole family. So it's so important that we really take a look in the mirror and say, all right, what can I do to better myself? Because I can't put the blame on anyone else if I'm not working on me. And that's really where it starts, is looking in the mirror and saying, where do I need to work on me? And that's important.
Definitely. 100%. I agree. Now, what is your overall goal with your business? Because you have so many platforms and so many pieces, what is that overall goal if you have a sort of an end goal or a strategy?
The end goal for my business, it's interesting because as I've done more high performance coaching and the High Performance Mamas Club and working all that into things, I find it, I'm very passionate about my network marketing business and my business with my husband called Vision in the Vineyards. And that is another business, a retreat that we do to help other visionaries build their brand and build their business. Because with him, it aligns so well with, you know, being a high performer. And then, like you said, there's so many women that want to build their own brands and build their own businesses. And I find that if I could help more people in the world build their vision, bring it to life, live the lifestyle they want, be able to be at-home parentpreneurs and be able to get their vision out there and their expertise in the world, then I feel like that's leaving legacy. And that's something that I believe is, you know, an end goal for me and my husband, is to have more visionaries out in the world, like doing what they love and creating a better world. Because I think that's the direction of the world these days. It's just like, you know, there are a lot of people that are still going to work in corporate, that are still going to work the 9-to-5. They love that. They don't have any desire to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So there'll always be that. But there's a lot of people that don't like that, but they're there and they're stuck and they don't know how to get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. I want to alleviate that. I want to help them grow and build the brand, build the vision. And I knew I needed the steps to get there. And now we have the steps. We've done it. We've grown and we've learned and we've invested thousands of hours and dollars in learning, going to conferences and developing a strategy, because there's lots of pieces to put it all together. But what are the steps so that I'm not overwhelmed? I know what I got to do. I'm taking it step by step. I'm growing, I'm building. And at the end of the day, if I can build that, a world of visionaries with my husband, that ultimately is what I want.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're growing it with your husband. That's amazing.
He's my first mentor, you know, he helped me.
You're saying that, and that's so cool that you guys have, like, how it's come full circle and now you're working together on this business.
Yeah.
Creating this vision. That's amazing. And I mean, you said something really interesting in there. You said, you know, like, there's a lot of pieces out there and you can take all these pieces to build your business. But if you don't have a system in place, if you don't know a system to follow, a step-by-step guide, it makes things really challenging. And I say this to a lot of our grads as well from our fitness and nutrition program, where I'll say to them, like, guys, yes, you can watch a webinar on copywriting and you can watch a webinar on building sales funnels and you can watch this and you watch that, and it's all great content and you're going to learn something that's amazing and valuable for sure. But if you just take that one piece and you try to implement it, but then you don't have all the back end support, or you don't have the front end set up, or you don't have these other pieces and you don't have the system, it's going to fall apart eventually. It won't reach the potential that it could get to if you had a system that you just followed, right?
Yes.
And so it's so key to be able to have that step-by-step guide. That's amazing that you guys have created that together. I love that.
Yeah. And for your viewers, I'm going to share with them our free offer, which is just an online business blueprint. And it basically is something that, you know, Vito has, you know, created for our visionary brand. And it just roadmap. because people just need to see the roadmap. Okay, what is it that all, what are all those elements you just said? Most people don't even know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, they're definitely.
What the heck is a funnel and what the heck is a front end and a back end? They're not even sure about those terminologies. So, you know, we like to give people the blueprint. Say, hey, just here it is. If you want to go deeper, here you go. But here's the overall map, and it took us years to develop the blueprint. So here you go. Here it's for free. We're going to give you a head start, you know? Yeah. And I think that's an important piece that you just mentioned, is that like you need to know what the roadmap looks like in order to know what steps to take first.
In order to know, and even if you have a business, to look at that and to see, where am I maybe missing the mark on some areas, or what area am I maybe not even implementing properly, or looking at it from a perspective of like, you know, if you have this amazing offer and this amazing program and it's not getting any traffic or traction, figuring out where the hole is so that you can fix that.
Stop the bleeding.
That's just it. Because there's so many times that people have amazing businesses and they start going along and then they're like, but nobody's buying it. And then they just drop it and they go back to their corporate life.
Right.
Or they go back and they give up on it when it's just like, no, it could have just been like this one tweak that you could have made, or this one piece that you were missing that could have taken it from nothing to something amazing. So don't give up on it. If you're listening right now and you have an idea or you have something that started and it's not working, don't give up, because it's like you just need to look at this blueprint and figure out where you might be missing the mark and then maybe dive a little deeper from there.
No, absolutely.
And a last question for you before we wrap this up. If you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice from when you were starting, when you were opening your business, what would that piece of advice be? So this is really to anyone listening right now who's either just starting, considering starting their business, or is struggling with their business in any way.
Well, it goes back to really knowing what you want to do long term. I feel like I was always thinking about, what can I do right now to make more money? Because I think everybody thinks that way. Oh, I'm in this job, or I'm at this thing, and what can I do right now that can earn me more of an income? And so they start building towards that. And I think I did that my whole career until I met Vito, and I started thinking about, what do I want to be doing in 20 years? So that if I'm working this business for 20 years and even into my late 60s and 70s, because who needs to retire when you kind of already built your business and all you're doing is pressing the gas a little bit. But what do I want to be doing? And we always talk about that with our visionaries. And when they're building a brand and a whole business and product suite around that brand, we don't want them thinking about what's good today. We want to think about, what's your vision for the future, the long-term vision, how you're going to change the world and how you're changing lives, and how do you really want to serve in the next several years? That's what I would have told myself. I would have asked myself that question. Then I would have gotten really serious about answering it and doing the research and doing the soul searching that it takes to know what matters. And it can evolve over time for sure, because my brand has evolved even since the first time I met Vito. I wasn't even a high performance coach. I was just doing more sexy, confident woman and helping people gain confidence to be healthier and live a healthier lifestyle, because it starts there. But it will evolve. You got to know, like, what is it that you care about, you know? And who do you want to serve, and how do you want to change the world?
No, and I can appreciate that 100%. Thinking about it from the big picture perspective, as opposed to just the immediate moment.
I think is
so important, because like if you're doing something now that you're just, that doesn't light you up, that doesn't make you excited, then what's the point? You've got to figure out what you really want to do that's going to keep that light going and keep that fire going and keep you like waking up every day wanting to do it, wanting to show up for your clients and for yourself.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, Anna, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And for anyone listening, if you would like to get the blueprint, you can go to fitchicksacademy.com and you can download it. The link is underneath the interview. And Anna, if they want to learn more about your program with Vito or any of your programs, how can they find out more information?
Well, you can definitely check out my website, annarender.com, and my husband, Vito Lafata. .com. So, you know, he's a Sicilian Goomba, so you can find him easily online. But, you know, he and I both, you know, are marketing our fitness and business programs together. And also on Instagram, it's where I put all of my links for things that are happening. So Anna Renderer on Instagram, check out my bio link, and you can find out more information about that program.
Awesome. Anna, thank you again so much for your time. Everyone, thank you for listening. And again, go to fitchicksacademy.com where you can also download this blueprint so you can have a look and figure out what it is that you need to be doing for your business. All right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.